I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. We are so excited today. We have an amazing guest in the studio with us today, Mr. Matt George, the CEO from the Children's Home Association. Welcome, Matt.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I feel like we've kind of gotten to know each other over the last couple of weeks. I got to head over to the Children's Home. You guys hosted a chamber after hours, mm-hmm. which was my first, I guess, real introduction to all that you have going on over there. And I have to say, I was just blown away. I got to take a whole tour.
Yeah.
You guys gave us a tour and got to go upstairs to the spooky upstairs.
It's pretty cool up there.
Well, the coolest part was the people that signed on the walls from like way back in the 1930s.
1936, in the very top part of the attic, we call it. At the big Knoxville building, the big building you see there, and people still think there's kids in that building. There's not anymore, but kids did grow up there, and they used to play upstairs. And there have been kids over the years that have carved their name and painted their names into the beams of a 100-year-old building, and it dates back 1930s. There was 19 early 30s, or is a 1941, and so if you think about and relate it back to the time periods of World War One and Two, wow. and those types of things, it's just really phenomenal.
It is, and so that was just one of the mm-hmm. cool things that we got yeah. to do, and then of course I'm like, we need to have a meeting and let's talk about how. You know, I just got all these ideas running through my mind, you know, of fostering and the children's home and learning about everything that you guys do there, how we could, you know, just help get the word out, I guess. So you came and spoke at our BYOB, our business networking, which was awesome. And I invited you to the show. And this week, specifically, because our weekly winning word is generous.
Generous.
And we like that word. And it's that time of year, you know, when I think about generous, I always, that quote that says, no one's ever become poor by giving, right?
Right.
I can't find anyone who says, I gave so much money, I'm poor now. It's like, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work. But, you know, yes, it's always great to give to the children's home and there's lots of opportunities, but that's not really, I think, the concept about the generous. I really think you guys are doing so much for our community that you're generous. Like mm-hmm. the children's home is really generous. So I kind of like looking at it like that. And so I'm really excited to have you share some of your stories with our listeners and give them some insight to everything that you guys have going on there. How many employees you got?
Well, we've got 450 employees.
450. Did you guys get that? 450.
We're a top 12 employer here in the Peoria area. And most people, you know, you look at the Peoria Public Schools and you look at Bradley and both hospitals and Caterpillar and RLI and Maui Jim, and those all make sense, right? And you've got some Fortune 500 companies in there. But really, Children's Home has flown under the radar really since 1866 when we were formed. And that's 153 years ago. And I always like to say, whenever I speak anywhere, I think it's when you think back history-wise of that time period, it was 7 months after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. So it kind of puts things into perspective, doesn't
yeah.
it? So it's just really an honor. I get a lot of pats on the back all the time, but really it's 450 employees a year after year that are the true heroes of what we do. You mentioned the word generous. I guess you could say there's some generosity in accepting a job knowing that you probably could go somewhere else and get paid more. And at the same time, where you would get paid more, there's not necessarily always a mission. And I think that mission piece is what separates people and what separates the social service and sometimes the nonprofit world, but really the social service world from your typical any type of employee out there. And so I always think, you know, a lot of times police and fire and ambulance and military, they get a lot of credit, as they should. I mean, we have relationships with all of them. We have a lot of veterans on our staff. But at the same time, people in our work do not get any credit. And I'm not talking about me or my exec team. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about the front line. And those are the people that are actually there changing lives and saving lives on a daily basis. I don't think there's a day that goes by, really potentially even an hour goes by, that there's not a life changed or saved. And I don't think too many businesses probably could say that. And so, you know, a lot of times when employees want to come and start their, I guess, their career path, as I just flat out tell them in orientation, this is not a job, this is a career. And you need to have that compassion and passion to want to do this work and do it well, because you're not selling tennis shoes at the mall. You're actually working with kids and families. I don't think there's anything more important than that.
Right. And so you would say out of those 450 employees, most of them are social workers and counselors?
Well, I wouldn't say most, but I would say we have everything from RNs to social workers to psychiatrists to frontline staff like at Youth Farm that are with the kids 24/7. We probably have 80 to 100 teachers with our school at Kiefer and our academy for autism. But let's not underestimate what the value of a cook has to our business, or what the value of maintenance has. Those jobs rarely get pats on the back, but I will tell you this, a kid really loves to eat, and it's an important part of the day. And so I like to think, and I tell everybody this, and I truly believe it, that I'm lucky enough to be the CEO, and I have 450 people that I'm charged with, but I have also 450 people and their families that I'm charged with taking care of, and I take that responsibility serious.
And I can vouch for that. The times that we spent together, your passion and your deep desire to see the children's home just continue to do what it's doing is just amazing. There's a cool story between the Youth Farm and the children's home with you, right?
Mm-hmm. I've got a few.
So we're going to have to take a quick break. But when we come back, because I know you were at the CEO at the Youth Farm, so we'll talk about how that all transitioned in just a moment. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are happy to have you with us this awesome Sunday morning. I am in the studio with Mr. Matt George. He is the CEO of the Children's Home here in Peoria. Just having a good conversation with him. Our weekly winning word is generous. And it's just that time of year where you're feeling generous and just hearing good, warm stories feels good this time of year. And so I wanted to have Matt here with me. They're doing some amazing things at the Children's Home. And you know, I just really feel like that a lot of this information we got to get out, because a lot of us just don't know everything that they have going on. So I asked Matt to join me in the studio to share with all of you the great things that they have going. But the one thing that I just love so much, Matt, about the Children's Home is your mission of changing lives and saving lives. And I feel like we're kind of kindred spirits there, because that's how I feel about it. I've decided, like, we are providing a platform for people to change their lives, to help them figure right out their purpose and to successfully achieve that. And I think you guys are doing very similar work with kids specifically, and trying to help them fulfill their purpose and to get on a path track to success and provide them the resources and everything that they need. And I think it's just awesome. Before the break, though, we were talking about the correlation between the youth farm and the children's home. I know you shared your story about how it all came full circle because you were the CEO at the youth farm, and then you kind of transitioned, and then you and it came back, and then now you're the CEO of the children's home. So, sure, how did that happen?
Well, first, I want to say thanks for having me on because it's really an honor for you to ask me to be here. I know you've got a great mission yourself and do a lot of great work with a lot of great leaders here in this community. So thank you. I 12 years ago this month, actually, I merged Youth Farm into Children's Home. And at the time, we were our own entity. We were about a $4 million agency. And we were having some struggles with the state. And, you know, I think that's rings true about every year with sometimes when dealing with the state. But Youth Farm was just one big program, and we wanted to take care of the kids. And so I started exploring and doing the due diligence of looking at a potential merger. We got together with the people at Children's Home and decided it was in the best interest of the community. And when we did it, some interesting things happened. I got labeled the compassionate CEO because I gave up my job, and it was for the kids, and it really was. And it was one of those things to where Children's Home had another CEO in place, and she was good. And she was doing a good job, and she'd been there many years. And after the merger, and part of the reason you merge is to save dollars and have those dollars go back into programs. And there wasn't room for two bosses.
Right.
And so I resigned and stepped away. But I knew that it was in the best interest of the community. I knew it was in the best interest of the kids and the families, and it ended up being applauded by senators and local politicians and statewide politicians. And I really didn't know that part was going to be coming my way, but it actually propelled me to really find a couple mentors during that process that helped guide me. And I went to the Cancer Center for Healthy Living, and I over a four-year period, took the Cancer Center, the Holt Health Center, and I also took the Mental Health Association. I ended up merging all three of them into the Holt Center for Healthy Living, which it's called now. And so I'm very proud of taking these businesses and finding efficiencies. But the whole goal is really to get the donors, the supporters, the board members, the team, and the community all on the same page and save money for the programs that are needed out there. So it came back full circle. The CEO job opened up now over 5 years ago at Children's Home, and I'm honored and blessed to be in that position. But I truly do think that even though I'm in that position, I'm one of 450 that actually can make a difference. And I don't care what position it is, whether it's HR or quality improvement department or foster care. We do change lives and save lives every day. And I encourage my team to build stories and to keep the good things in their head at all times, because we're in a very, very tough business.
Yeah. So speaking of that tough business, I was just thinking that there could be some listeners actually going, what exactly is the Children's Home?
Yeah.
Because I know, I mean, for most Peorians, most likely they are familiar or have some idea, or they think about it like an orphanage. Mm-hmm. Like there's children still in the big building on Knoxville, like you said, even though there's not. But help us understand, if you were sharing about the Children's Home with someone who had no idea what you guys were doing, what would you say to them? How would you explain what the Children's Home does and why it exists?
Yeah, I think our real mission is to take care of children and families. My mission and what I tell our team all the time is to change lives and save lives. And You know, we have everything from out at Youth Farm, which is out on Plank Road, kind of by the jail, and that's residential. And we have 50 kids out there that really their parent is the state of Illinois. And it's our job, and we've been tasked with the job to take care of these kids from a behavior standpoint and an education standpoint, and someday with the goal of becoming productive taxpaying citizens. We have foster care. So we have almost 200 foster care families. We have over a couple hundred kids. And we have very, very caring people in that program. We have behavioral health. So this is a very hot topic right now, but really it's been around forever. And behavioral health is the piece that we have 60-plus employees that are therapists and caseworkers. And we do all of the crisis intervention for all youth age 0 to the last day of age 21. And so it is, that's a fun piece. And the list goes on. We have over 50-some programs. We have youth programs in youth service programs. So we have homeless youth. We have intact programs where we keep families together. We have good beginnings programs, young mothers and kids 0 to 3. We have transitional and independent living. And so the list goes on. 1,700 kids a month flow through our agency. 1,700 a month.
Which is unbelievable to me. And I think that's a conversation we need to have while you're in the studio, too. When you think about, I mean, that's the size of a small town. So if the children's home wasn't here, what would happen to those 1,700 children that are coming through your programs? We're gonna talk about that when we get back from this next break, Matt.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm in the studio with Matt George, the CEO of the Children's Home, just having an awesome conversation, learning about all the amazing things that they do there, talking about our weekly winning word, generous. And you guys know, if you're members of I've Decided, that every week we send out a weekly winning resource with your weekly winning word and quote and a little challenge for you, just something to help you stay focused, motivated and inspired to be successful in your goals and dreams, whatever they may be. We provide you all the pieces of the puzzle of success. And one of the big pieces of the puzzle of success is the resources and the tools that you need. And so this is a great opportunity for me to give a shout out to all of our business members who are a part of I've Decided and our community members, because it's because of them that we're able to bring to you this radio show every Sunday. We're able to have our motivational leadership conferences, and really all the events that we put on for you here in our community is because of the business sponsors and members who are a part of our organization, because they care about you. They care about our community, and they want to help be a part of something that's important to you, like your goals, your personal goals, and your personal dreams. So a big shout out to all of our business members. So when you have some time, check them out at our website, ivedecided.org. You can click on resources and see all the business members who are a part of I've Decided. And if you have not joined our community while you're there, it takes about 2 minutes. You can sign up for our community. We would love to have you on board with us so that we could help you and go along with you on your journey to success. So that's awesome. Well, Matt, I just, one of the things that you said before the last break was there are 1,700 kids that go through your program every month. And I that's just astonishing to me, because I start to think, wow, well, what would happen? That's a small community of people.
Right.
So what would happen to Peoria and the surrounding area? Because I know there's kids coming in from all around the area if the children's home didn't exist. I mean, I think that's so important for our community to understand.
You don't want to know what would happen, to be honest with you. It wouldn't be good, because it would cause even more crisis that's already in our community. and it would cause potentially more homelessness. More, you know, a lot of times, I'll tell you a quick story just to put it in perspective. I had a kid one time that was arrested 24 times by the age of 14. And when I told this story once, I said to the people, and I was being very blunt, I said, raise your hand. And I knew people wouldn't. But I said, raise your hand if you think this kid's a scumbag. If he's been married, or if he's been arrested 24 times by the age of 14. Well, nobody raised their hand, and I didn't think they would. Here's the reason why. 23 of the 24 arrests were for stealing food for his younger brothers and sisters so they could eat because they were homeless. So that's a story you have not heard, and that's a story that will always stick in my mind, because a lot of times, even though there's crimes committed, it's out of necessity sometimes. And if you see some of the kids, whether it's public school or whatever, if you see kids that they're not worried about education, they're worried about their clothes on their back. They're worried about where they're going to sleep at night. They're worried about whether they're going to eat or not. They're worried about those things. They're worried about their mom. They're worried about taking care of their sister. I witnessed it. I was principal of a day at a school once, and just in the last couple years, and a young man, I bet you he was 13, 14 years old, walked in 40 minutes late. And why? Because he had to walk to school, and he had two younger sisters, and he protected them on the way to school. That's at age 13 or 14 that they're tasked to do. That's not right.
Right. That is not right at all. Well, you said just in the Peoria schools alone, we have 1,200 homeless?
1,500 homeless. And you know, what most people don't realize is there's more homeless kids than there are adults. And if you think about it, the average homeless person, not kid, the average homeless person in our area, the average age is 9. And the reason why it is because you could have an adult that has 3 or 4 kids, and that adult may be homeless, but those 4 are also homeless.
Right.
And so I don't think people really think about that. We have good homeless programs here in town. But it's just massive. And so the adult population is actually taken care of a tad more than the younger population, because the younger population's harder to find sometimes. There's kids that they couch surf, so they jump from house to house. There's kids that are out all night. There's kids in our state that are missing. The average, you won't believe this, but there are 300 kids a day missing in the state of Illinois. And those are stats that people don't want to talk about. Those are stats that most people don't realize are right underneath your nose. But those are the stats that I think need to be talked about more, so you want to use your word, so people could be more generous in understanding what's underneath their nose and what's surrounding them in this community. Our community is tasked, and we have a lot of great people in this community. We're tasked with taking care of others, just like every other community. But our community's special. We take care of more people in this community, and this is a more giving community. I've lived in Champaign and others, Atlanta, Georgia, and other cities, and Peoria is more giving than any town I've ever been in, period. And it still never seems enough. That's what's hard.
Right.
That's what's hard.
Well, so speaking of giving, so are there, you know, you guys are running a big operation. So your resources, I mean, where do you get, you know, I know your funding and your generous donors, like.
Yeah, well, we're a $30 million annual budget. And, you know, so if you think of a typical small business, we dwarf it. So most agencies in town, I guess you could probably say they're averaging $1 to $5 million in that range. We're big. And so what has where we get our funding is a lot of multiple sources. In our school, State Board of Education, we have a heavy relationship and a good relationship with DCFS, DHS, Department of Corrections, Department of Juvenile Justice, the school districts, United Way, partners and donors in town. The list goes on, but we have a lot. And it's just keeping those balls in the air at all time that sometimes gets hard.
Yeah. So I want to learn more about what we can do in the community. We're going to have to take a break here and come back in the last segment, but I think that'll be a good conversation to have, Matt. As I sit here and I listen to that story, my brain goes, okay, so what can we do? How can we help? How can we make it better? I know there's a lot of options that you can share with us, so we'll talk about that when we get back from this break. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. I am in the studio this Sunday morning with Mr. Matt George, the CEO of the Children's Home. And just, I mean, if you guys have been tuning in, you're hopefully as astonished as I was the first time I heard Matt sharing the stories and all of the stuff that they do at the Children's Home and the programs that they have and the statistics that you put out on the table, Matt, right. My jaw just dropped. I'm sitting over here, and I know you're like, okay, you can pick your jaw up off the ground. But I chuckle, but on the same token, it's heartbreaking, but it's good stuff, too. It's right. Good, great stories, but like you always say, there's for every bad story, there's a good story. For every good story, there's a bad story.
Right.
But ultimately, at the end of the day, what can we do? Like, what are the options for just everyday people in the community? I mean, obviously, we need the dollars. It's a $30 million a year program to operate. But there's lots of things that we can do. There's
a lot of things. And first of all, I say be aware. Be aware of what's going on. Be understanding to some people. I mean, we get rushed in every day with everything of needing to get here fast and doing all these different things. And you don't know what's going on with the people that are walking across the street or whatever it may be. And so that's the first thing, be aware. I always tell my team also to have a passion for the job and be compassionate to each other. You know, there's 450 people that work there that are having their not only their day is tough, but also their lives can be tough. And we all have something going on in our lives. So be compassionate to each other. The other thing that besides a donation that you can do is you can volunteer. And there's many things that you can go on our website, which is chail.org. And you can go on our website and you can find different opportunities. We have people who make cookies as an example for the kids, or make birthday cakes for the kids at Youth Farm, or we have right now we're going through our holiday program. We have 1,500 people who have adopted different kids and to fulfill their wish lists at holiday time. It's those types of things that you can do. You can be a mentor to one of our employees. There are a million things you can do, and I think it's just really, again, being aware and opening your eyes up to and wanting to do something, because we have a lot of good leaders there too, and not just us at Children's Home. We have a lot of good people that are in our business across this whole town.
Yeah, for sure. I think about the foster program, though. When you talk about homeless children, you know, my brain perks up because I'm like, okay, so then they just need homes, and I know there's a lot of people with nice warm homes that could give these kids a place to go, including myself. But yet we're hesitant. We don't, for maybe because we don't feel qualified or we have a lack of understanding. We're scared. Can you speak to that a little
all
bit?
All are legit. It's a big decision to become a foster parent. It's life changing in a good way and in a tough way. It's no different sometimes than being a regular parent too. We have tough times with our own kids,
right.
And we are in desperate need, not only here in Peoria, not only at Children's Home, but across this United States. We need more foster parents, We need good foster parents. We need people to be foster parents for the right reasons. These kids get thrown into the system. I've seen kids that have been abused, sexually abused, beaten. I've seen kids that because they were born with a disability, the parent doesn't want them. I've seen things that make you sick. And when you see a kid in the system, so to speak, and they don't have that hug at the end of the day, like I give my five kids, or they don't have that person that cares for them or goes to their parent-teacher conference or goes to their ball game or whatever it may be, it breaks my heart. And it's really, I think personally, the reason why I'm in this job is because it's to really to fight for these kids that that really no one else is fighting for. And I you know, you take it personally, but all 450 of us do.
Right. And that's just, again, and why I'm so impressed with you and your heart and the children's home and everything that you guys are doing. Is there a stepping, is there like a place for somebody to start? So if somebody happens to be listening and they want to get involved and they're thinking, maybe they've been thinking about foster parenting and maybe this radio show just might be their sign from God, right? They're thinking, okay, maybe this is a sign that I need to take that next step to start looking into it. What would you say to them?
Well, you know what? We need them so bad, I give them my cell phone. You know, it's 303-3970. And you can call me. You can call Children's Home. You can get on our website, chail.org. That's how important it is. You can talk to all of the great people in our foster care program, and they can sit down with you, and they will make this a step-by-step process to see if you even want to at the end. And if you do, great, let's just do it the right way and have fun doing it and make change. And we are more than happy to help.
Yeah. Is there a way that people can come down and volunteer to be work with the kids to kind of get to know them a little bit?
Yeah,
and
they have to go through the process because we have a lot of kids that are in the system. You have to almost apply to do that and go through, and you have to be fingerprinted, and we just want to make sure there's no predators coming in or anything like that. And so it's not like you're going down to the food bank and volunteering and giving somebody food, which is a noble thing to do, but here you're around kids and you're going to go through the proper steps, and we'll hold your hand along the way and make it as pleasant as possible. But again, at the end of the day, you're going to be able to help change that life, and that's what's most important.
Well, and you have to protect the kids, too. I mean, it's not, they've already been removed from probably a very terrible situation, and the last thing that you want is that they couldn't feel safe, you know, in the protection of the programs that you guys have to offer. So I can totally understand why we have to go through a process of making sure everybody's there for the right reasons.
We'll help.
Like you said.
Right.
But when it's like, you know, that's the beauty of success. When it's lined up, when all the steps are, the processes are in step, you got a step-by-step guide, it makes the success a lot easier. I know we have very good friends who started, I mean, they started with a foster home, and in their situation, it worked out where they're actually adopting all brothers, and it's the sweetest thing ever, and we just love those kids, and it's just a beautiful story.
Those stories are great.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very impactful, and to keep kids together that are brothers and sisters is so important.
It absolutely is. Matt, you guys are doing great things.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, guys, if you're interested, reach out to Matt at the Children's Home. Be generous with them. They do amazing things in our community. I hope you've enjoyed learning more about them, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?